Hello and welcome to the Lund University International Podcast. On the show, you'll hear from current students, alumni, teachers, and many more special guests as we explore what it's really like to live and study in Lund. My name is Marie Morales. I am a mathematics bachelor student and I am also a student worker at External Relations. Welcome everyone to this episode about our international bachelor studies. Here with us, we have two amazing international students. Can you please introduce yourselves?
I'm Leonie. I'm studying the bachelor's program in biomedicine and I am from Germany, but also live for a long time in Finland.
My name is Quinn. I study in bachelor in development studies. I'm from Vietnam, but I've lived in Sweden for about 6 or 7 years.
That's great. So to begin with, I would like to say that I'm also a bachelor student and I am from Costa Rica. So we're from all over the world here and we all have different journeys. So how was your journey from discovering Lund University to applying to actually arriving here? Leonie, you can start.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
But it's been a really good ride. I always knew that I wanted to study in a different country, and mainly in Europe, there's the Netherlands and Sweden as options. And I knew that I want to study something with biochemistry. So I discovered Lund.
Yeah.
And I looked into the courses and what kind of fields I could go in after. And Lund just really stood out to me. So I applied here and got admitted. And then I had a bit of a tough decision to make where I want to really go, because I was between the Netherlands and Sweden. But because I don't like physics and the Netherlands would have had physics, I chose to come here. I never regretted my decision and I'm really happy here. And it's been a really good time.
Oh, it's so nice to hear. Yes, Lund really offers everything in a way.
It does.
My experience coming here was I was already studying a bachelor back home, but then I realized that I wanted to go somewhere else, and Lund University offered everything that I ever wanted.
Yeah.
So, you can come with so many different paths, I think, and really find your way. And Kuyen, what was your experience discovering Lund?
I'm so glad that my journey is so different from everyone, because I actually immigrate here, so as an immigrant with my parents, and then I study... I actually have to redo my high school. Because I have to leave home, and then my high school wasn't really complete. Mm-hmm. So then I finished my high school here. It's an international program for high school. So for everybody that knows, it's called International Baccalaureate, IB for short.
Yeah.
And so with current time, or when I finished my high school, I realized that I really want to submerge myself in the international program or the environment, because it's so fascinating to hear everybody's stories coming from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
So I want to do that again. And I think after that, I went to Gothenburg for a while. So that's a bit of a skip in my journey. And then I came back to Lund. I looked into the courses and program and I thought, one of them really fits me. Because it's about development studies, but then you can have a lot of path coming out of that bachelor.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like that is great. So and then I got admitted. I mean, to my surprise, I didn't think I was gonna get admitted. I got a very average grade coming from my research. Lund University has been top university in the world.
Yes,
we already
definitely
know that. And so for me, it's like, okay, would I be able to even get in if I have to compete with all these amazing international students that's applying from everywhere all over the world? And I managed to get in, which is still fascinating to me to to get to know. So, I think that's... And then now I'm here and it's great.
Yeah, everything is great. Yeah. I think you mentioned one of the most important aspects of Lund University, which is how international it is.
Yes.
We're the most international university in Sweden, and you can actually feel it every day.
You can. Yeah.
In your corridor, in your courses, outside on the street, the student organizations, you get to meet people from all over the world.
Yeah.
And I think that is the most fascinating part about living here.
Yeah.
You get so many different perspectives.
Yes.
And now, talking a little bit about back home, what would you say are the biggest difference between your country's academic system and the academic system in Sweden that you came to discover?
I think generally European academic systems are pretty the same.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, everybody knows that the Nordic countries kind of are really high up there in their academic standards. And I think I still feel that. And it was a very big part in my decision that there's just way lower hierarchy, which is so nice. The professors are still professors, but we talk to them on first name basis.
Yeah.
I think they really care about our students. And
absolutely, yeah.
I have the feeling that in Germany, at least, that's not really the case, that the students are really the first
priority
in the education, and that the professors really care about your well-being also and not just your academic success.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a really big point that has been great.
Yeah. And Kuyen, you even did some high school here.
Yes.
So you felt some similarities from back home, or it's quite different?
Oh, it is a lot different than I could have compared. But I think the first point that I noticed was that everyone is not as competitive as they were. I think it's because maybe it's the grading systems are different, but you don't have to compete with your friends. You don't have to put yourself up with you need to get A's all the time. You need to get this excellent grade all the time, because it's you against yourself. I feel like it's maybe it's because of the content that is different. Maybe it's because you don't know how to navigate yourself around the system yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit more forgiving in that sense. I think I appreciate that a lot. And also I think one of the first impression that I noticed was that I have to call my professor by their first name, which for me is ooh, hello, sir. Which is I'm not used to that. But, I think as time went on, I stay here more than I get used to it. But, it's still in my mind that, they are older. And in the Vietnamese language, it's you're older. So I'll have to give a lot of respect towards that person.
Yeah.
But still, it's...
yeah, but I think the first name basis, it still carries so much respect, because it's not that we don't respect our teachers,
no.
But it's just, it's so much more approachable.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
That you feel way safer in your general study environment.
Yeah, I would say I can relate to both the things that you just mentioned, because the education system back home, I was, again, studying a bachelor back in Costa Rica, and...
Mm.
You definitely feel a lot more pressure on your performance.
Mm.
You have to be top all the time, especially if you want to get a job. You always have to get ahead in a way.
Yeah.
And here, I even experienced a bit of a shock. I didn't know what I was standing a little bit. this is so different.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time adapting to calling the professors on a first name basis because I felt so disrespectful. And I was actually having a hard time, and they said, it's fine, just basically get over it. We're people.
Yeah.
Everything
is
fine.
They are.
And I think that just it changes your mindset about your education, and just you are the center of your own process.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest part I've gotten from the program. You are a person, you're doing this for yourself. Just be happy in the process. And we've been talking about how amazing the Swedish education system is. And now I'm asking you another part of it.
Yeah.
Have you felt supported in any way about the different aspects of your life at Lund University? Have you ever had any challenges? How was the support system here at Lund?
I think I can add on to that, because I appreciate when school sent me emails. Maybe it's just me, but I prefer having things in on the screen or like, you know, in written form. So yeah. Then I can see and remember, because I don't remember everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure nobody remembers everything. So when I received, you know, emails right after admission, getting the result, you get emails that, you know, introduce you to different, I think the app, that's the one thing I remember.
Yeah, the next steps.
Yeah, the next steps, and then the housings and, you know, everything. And so that's what I appreciate, because I don't think every school does that.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. And so that's really helpful. And then I think after that, we get a lot of organizations that introduce different programs for new students. Within the programs, also do the first month of like welcoming new students program as well. I think that's really cool. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's really nice that we are supported in every step, also academically, but also in our social life, especially as international students. That there's, in the first weeks, we are presented, okay, what's the student health center? What's the academic support center? And there's so many different support systems in place. And for every challenge that you might experience, you can ask somebody who to talk to, or you already know who to talk to about it. I've had just recently had like challenges about procrastination, or that I'm not feeling like I'm doing well anymore in my studies, or since it's just really hard to adapt from high school to the university level. That's a big difference. And I've contacted the student health center, and it has helped me in the process, or that you always know, okay, I'm not alone in this process, and if I'm struggling with something, there's people that can help me with it.
Absolutely. I have to say that the student health center changed my life, in a way. I think, again, the approach that the education system has here is very student-centered, and it's all about how you feel as an individual in the process.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how the university just offers you this extra help, because it is needed, especially if you're moving from another country and you're just adapting to absolutely everything in your life. Yeah. It's not just the studies. Everything changes.
Yeah.
And it's just very nice to have that. And I'm really glad to hear that you've also experienced this. And again, talking about being an international student here, what are the cultural things that you have enjoyed the most here in Sweden?
Fika.
Oh, Fika.
Yes, Fika. Yeah. And for those listening, Fika is a very, very important part of the Swedish culture. And it's basically a coffee break that you take with a very nice pastry. Mm-hmm. And you have a chance to talk to your friends. And this happens several times a day, which is very, very nice.
I've had coffee breaks like 9 p.m. in the evening.
Yeah.
That's the most Swedish thing ever.
It's always time for fika.
Yes,
exactly. Is there some challenge that you faced in terms of the culture here? Yeah?
I think due to my background, that I've also lived in Finland and kind of know the Nordic country vibe, I didn't have that many cultural challenges, since I was like really prepared and knew what was about to hit me.
What about you?
Yeah, I think because I, well, I'm going to be honest, that it's not really about racism per se, but I have faced discrimination.
Mm.
But it's not, you know, within the program, of course not, because, I mean, you know, all of us are internationals. We come from different backgrounds, so we respect that. But in culture, or like sometimes on the street, you may not encounter that. But then again, it's like once every, I don't know, 3 years. So Sweden is quite safe, guys.
Yeah.
Sweden is safe. just to put a disclaimer out there. But if we're talking challenges, I think, okay, so with I will sound like I'm promoting the app going. I do not mean it. But I meet my first friend on the app. Going.
Yes.
And she's Vietnamese. And so we managed to, you know, caught up with each other and, you know, catch up and hang out. The thing is, with Goan, I mean, sure, you have the options of choosing, you know, your if the next people that you want to connect will be in the same campus, will be in the same nationalities, yeah. If you want to feel safe. It's just that from my personal experience, I feel like that's diminished your way of making friends because you are constraining yourself within your nationalities. So then you ended up making friends within, you know, your comfort zone. And yeah. You don't make friends with outsiders or like, you know, from other nationalities. But that is, you know, if all the international friends, they are open to making friends with you, then that's, you know, of course, it's people choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is probably my intake.
Yeah. But that. Regarding that topic, I think it was really like making friends in the beginning in Lund when arriving as a bachelor student was a really interesting experience because in the orientation week, I didn't meet any bachelor students. You only encounter master students
because there's
so little of us, kind of.
Yeah.
Or it feels like that, especially when you don't really know Lund yet, you don't really know your classmates yet. So be prepared to meet a lot of master students when you arrive here.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it just makes sense when you see the numbers. We have 9 international bachelor programs and we have over 140 programs for international masters. So of course we will meet more master students.
Yeah.
Most of my quartermates, actually, for the first year, were master's students.
Yeah.
And I had the greatest experience. I was a bit afraid, and for everyone who's afraid about living with strangers in a quarter, I feel that I was very afraid about this, for sure. But it was just the best thing that could have ever happened to me here in Sweden, because I got my little family in the quarter from England, from South Korea, from the US, from Hungary, from Malaysia.
Yeah.
Just you get to meet so many people from many different backgrounds, and you just make friends from all over the world. And that's, I think, one of the greatest experiences when you're an international student. You just get to meet so much. And, of course, we have to mention our student organizations, like the Student Nations. So are you part of any nation?
Yeah, I am. I'm part of Göteborg, Gothenburg Nation. I think if you search, if you guys search that up, it looks like it has a lot of parties. It is. I believe other nations also available as well, especially Kama Nation.
Yes.
They are the most international one, I believe. And I heard it from many friends that they have a lot of activities there. And I think every year they have something called Speaking. You guys put it, help me pronounce. But that's basically like a play you join. And Karma is the only one that do the English version of it. But other people...
That's great to know. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. And you, Leonie?
Yeah, I'm part of Vestiet, the nation. That's because they have a lot of food events and I really love my food. but I think it's a really nice way to kind of enter student life and
for
to...
Sure.
also meet other people outside of the program.
Yes.
Which is kind of hard sometimes, honestly. But yeah, I'm very active in my student association from our faculty since we have
great.
The Student Nations and then every faculty also has their own association. Ours is Medizinska Führungen, MF. And yeah, I'm very active there. We have also several... happening every week. I think there's a lot of possibilities and it's really sometimes hard but then also easy to find a place where you belong and where you feel that you can also do something outside of school, which is really important
for sure. And I think one of the things that that a lot of people experience coming here, especially when they've never had the bachelor experience mm-hmm. before, is like, would I be able to fit in and make friends? Would I find my place? And even if you're an introvert, an extrovert, or whatever you feel like you are, I'm sure that there's a place for you here in Lund.
Yes, definitely.
And with the nations, I also have to mention, like, even if you're not part of a nation, you can still go to other nations and their events. For example, I went with my friend Emma to my first ball. I'm part of Lund's nation, but she's part of Sidskonska nation. So we went to our first ball and it was fantastic. So as a bachelor student, your first university experience, you have to go to a ball in one of the nations, because it's just like the most Swedish party experience ever. And just talking about the many benefits that we've gotten from the student life here, I want to ask you, what is something that you feel you have experienced here that would not be possible to experience in your home country? Leonie?
I think basically what we just talked about, like the student life is so
rich.
Rich and organized, and there's so many possibilities. And I mean, I have not studied in Germany, so I don't know how it's really in Germany. I just know what people have told me, but it's not as, I don't know how to say it. It's just not as rich or not as organized. Or I think it's really easy to do a lot of things in Lund and not be limited to this club or that club or like only one thing, but you can really integrate yourself into so many different things from your interests. I've worked at brunches. I'm part of our general assembly at our student association, where you can discuss budgets, which to me sounds fun, to others maybe not. But I think it's just the richness and the amount of things you can do is very, very nice.
Yeah, I have to completely agree with that. I think one of the things that I'm able to do here that is not as common back home is volunteering for things.
Yes.
I get to volunteer for things in the university, but also in my community. For example, I've gone to like high schools and elementary schools to talk to them about Spanish in the language cafe or the International Languages Day. And it's just such a rewarding thing to do that it's very open here. There's so many opportunities for you to do things with the university, with student life, but also in your community. What about you, Kian?
I think I'm going to speak to all my introvert friend out there.
Yeah.
Is that you get to pick and choose. You don't have to have the pressure of joining every universities. Experience, because I pick and choose, meaning that I joined the ambassador program, which is what we're doing right now. I just would say retired, but not really. It's just that I just ended my period of the international mentor program. So I think within that program, it's really cool that you become like the guide for our new exchange student and new arrival. And that is really cool part. But then, you know, when you see your friends having all this like cool, you know, parties or sittings, and yes, I said sitting, but people don't know what that means. It's basically a dinner party. You go there, you enjoy a three-course meal, I believe. And so, again, you get to pick and choose. If you feel like you want to join something, join it. Feel free. If you don't feel like it, well, I mean, you have your corridors, your friends, close friends, organize your own hot pot. I don't know, but...
I think Lund always almost makes it harder to...
Not engage.
I feel like people do almost too much in student life because there's so many possibilities and it just makes so much fun.
You
will definitely find your part, and it will be harder to say no to things than to say yes.
Because I have to say, like, everyone is so open and polite here, and everyone is going through the same things as we are, in a way. Because everyone moved away and everyone is trying to find their place. So I think everyone is very kind here, which is something I appreciate
definitely
a lot, for sure. And now we're talking about this magnificent now this magnificent present in student life, but we can move on a little bit into the future. Yeah. So how would you see the career prospects for your program after completing your bachelor's? Is it better options here in Sweden or back home? Leonie? Yeah.
I think for me, it's pretty much the same. I mean, Germany yeah. has a lot of good universities where you have very good prospects also of finding a job. But Lund also has that. So I think it's pretty much the same. But I must say that it's always kind of needed to complete a master's program.
Mm-hmm.
Not a doctor's program per se, but or like make a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
But master's is always nice to have also. There's also a biomedicine master's in Lund. So
great, yeah.
if you love it so much that you want to stay here after completing a bachelor program, that's possible too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the career prospects are still like Lund is a very top tier
yep.
university.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you have high chances of finding a good job and finding what you want to do here.
Yeah. Yeah. Korean, how do you feel about your area?
I think with my particular degree, I think it's just a lot of possibilities coming out of it, because within the program, we are provided with a lot of opportunities for volunteers to go, you know, to different places to enjoy the experience. Maybe afterwards, I mean, we do also have the master degree.
Yeah.
Development studies as well. So it's also possible to stay, as Leonie said. And I think it's harder I think it's much harder for me to have the same degree but stays in Vietnam, because
mm-hmm.
the opportunities won't be as rich. As in, like, I think the system or the schooling system won't support you that much, or you have to really go out there and search for the opportunities yourself. And so Lund is really helpful with that. And I think it's also introducing the international environment into it, because, you know, if mm-hmm. you study in the degree in Vietnam, you tend to stuck in Vietnamese culture, working culture,
mm-hmm.
The connection that you're trying to make within the degree. And so with Lund, it's like, okay, you have the opportunity to work outside.
Yeah.
Or, you know, internationals, as we mentioned. And so that is basically like opening doors for you to, just discover new stuff. And,
yeah, all over the world.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You make connections, your network becomes
mm.
the world.
Yeah. But I also think that Lund is really great at introducing to you, even in the first semester, we had workshops on what we can
yes.
do after our program or
mm.
what jobs are there, because you don't really think about that in the first year of your bachelor's
yeah.
because you think, oh, I have so many years left. But we literally had in like the first 2 months two people coming in and talking about the industry jobs or the
yes.
how it is to work in a lab at the university. So I think Lund University generally is really good at introducing possibilities to you early on.
Absolutely. I have to say that within my program, which is mathematics, we have a mathematics student day.
Mm-hmm.
And that day is full of seminars and lectures given by people who work in academia and in industry.
Exactly.
So you get to see the real world once you graduate, what is it that you can pursue. And it's just fascinating that they really want us to succeed here. You
yes.
know, they're just giving us
yeah.
all the tools. And I feel like showing us how the real world possibilities look like.
Definitely.
It's very important
yeah.
because, yeah, when you're a student, you're a bit closed off to the world in a way, I feel, but Lund University definitely opens your
yeah.
eyes to everything. And just one of the most important parts of this podcast is sharing your experience and what would be the advice that you give bachelor students who are coming to Lund or thinking about applying to Lund.
I would say go for it.
Great.
No, but I think you really can experience everything, and the university here opens up doors to such a broad and very nice world. So I think you really can't do anything wrong with coming here, and if you find a program that suits your interests and that suits you, then there's nothing holding you back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Korean?
I think, yeah, again, you know, go for it. I agree. But also, well, try to stay open-minded because, you know, it's, again, we're talking international program. So it will clash with your culture. It will clash with your preconception of what you will encounter, or like, you know, what your previous experience will be. So forgiving yourself if you feel like you don't fit in, because, well, that is where we come in, which is, you know, to experience and submerge yourself in the culture and yay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And from my standpoint, I was in a bachelor before.
Yeah.
And coming again to a bachelor, I would say that the thing that I felt differently is like, please just let go of that fear. Everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
It will work out. You will get to learn so much about the things that you're passionate about, but you get to learn so much about yourself when you move to another country. It's like you discover this whole person that is so brave and so ready for challenges.
Yes.
And yes, of course, it's a life-changing situation in which studying and managing the rest of your life and family back home and everything, yes, it sometimes can be a lot, but just remember, as we have mentioned, Lund University offers this great net of support within the program or other organizations, and I can assure you that you will find friends. Maybe I was a bit worried about that, but one of the things I would say for sure, be open to the friendships here, because you will cherish that for life.
Yes.
So thank you so much, both of you, for coming here. It's very important to mention that Leonie and Kuyen are also international ambassadors for their programs and their countries. And you can also find them and myself on the Unibody app. It's been great. Thank you so much. And
hopefully
we will see you here in Lund soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lund University International Podcast. If you're interested in learning more about Lund University, you can go to our website, lunduniversity.lu.se. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and X, and you can chat with a current student on Unibody. Don't forget to subscribe, and we look forward to bringing you a new episode very soon.